FDIC.
It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And joining us this morning, the gal who doesn't like changing seasonal clothing. We discovered that a little while ago.
Well, when you have so much change in the health insurance and in your job, I mean, changing your clothing.
Yeah, why do it?
Right.
You're busy with change all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the subject today, the whole American Rescue Plan and some changes that have and are coming about, which is confusing the industry.
Yes, that is a good way to putting it. Yes, we're all just sitting here waiting for information and kind of taking everything in and trying to plan ahead of time.
What do we know so far, though? I mean,
we know a lot so far.
Some basics.
Yeah, so we do know a lot. So we know that there are going to be increased subsidies as of April 1st. So what you're paying right now, if you are on ACA or Obamacare, that is going to be less as of April 1st. The tax credits are going up. We know that there are going to be subsidies for COBRA. We know that there will be, really, everybody's going to be paying a lot less if they want to right now. So I'm going to kind of break it down. I know today was, if you were listening in hoping to talk about Social Security, Larry was supposed to be here for that, but we thought that just kind of getting some of this information out would be good.
Well, it's so current now, and it's really topical, and it affects so many people.
It does. It affects everybody. So here, there are some really, really big game-changing things. So just a reminder, we are in open enrollment right now. They added an open enrollment back in January, effective February 15th to May 15th. So we are in that open enrollment right now. So if you are looking to make changes, or you were considering retiring, or you were like, I want to change my health insurance, this is a good time to review anyways. These new changes with the tax credits are going to be in effect April 1st. But we can't quite quote it yet, so we're waiting until we get some more information. Now, a lot of this information is changing, and a lot of this information is kind of still coming out.
So the whole situation is fluid.
It's very fluid, and we're doing as many trainings as we can. Larry and I are actually doing some training on Monday about all of this, so just to make sure that we are being the best informants that we can. So here are the big highlights of what's going on. So there will be lower health premiums across the board because there will be additional tax credits for all income brackets. That's the huge thing. So after these savings come out, it's averaging that you will be paying about $50 less a month. For if you're a family or a couple, it's averaging about $85 less a month.
It's good savings for people.
It is. It is. I mean, it's a good portion of a lot of the premiums if you're already getting a tax credit. The nice thing is they're saying 4 out of 5 enrollees will be able to find a plan that's $10 or less, and about 50% of people will be able to find a silver plan for $10 or less.
Silver plan.
Silver plan. So when you have the when you're looking at ACA, you have tiered plans. Mm-hmm. So you have bronze, silver, and gold. The important thing with silver plans, and the reason this is being noted, is we have a regular tax credit that subtracts from your premium. What a lot of people don't know is if your income is under a certain threshold, there's an additional step to the tax credit, and it's called a cost-sharing reduction, which actually lowers the costs of your out-of-pockets. So it'll bring your maximum out-of-pocket down, it'll bring your deductible down, it'll bring your copays down.
Is a good thing.
Down is a good thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at a plan that has a $4,500 deductible, it might go down to, I mean, I've seen it go down to $600. So that's an important thing to note, is if you can get the silver plans for cheaper, for $10 or less, if you qualify for that cost-sharing reduction, it's definitely worth reviewing.
I see why you guys are taking training.
Yeah. here is the game changer. The income threshold is gone. So we preach that $68,960 for a married couple. If you go over that, it's a steep cliff, no tax credit for you. Mm-hmm. That's not the case anymore for the next 2 years.
As of April 1.
As of April 1st. But all of these tax credits will be applied retroactively. So when you file your taxes, you'll get that reconciled.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Now you talk tax credits. How was that determined?
It's determined on a handful of different things. So it's based on your household income. So what your income is determines how much tax credit you get. It factors in household size. So how many, if you're married, if you have dependents, it'll determine your tax credit based on the household size and the income together.
When you say dependents, that is not necessarily exclusively children, correct? If you have a parent living with you that you're totally responsible for, where they have no income to speak of, would that qualify as well as a dependent? Or
if you have a spouse or a parent that's living with you, there's probably other resources, but this is like adult dependent children.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, because you can cover your children until they're 26. So until they're 26. So
you almost have gray hair already.
Yeah, right. Right. So we have a lot of times that we have because they're in school and mm-hmm. things like that. So right. adult dependent children
okay.
do count if you're claiming them on your taxes, but you have to claim them on your taxes.
Okay.
Which ends up being a discussion, you know, if they want to claim themselves. Mm-hmm. So
that's another show.
Yep. Yep. So the way that the tax credit is actually generated, it's based on the premium amount of the second lowest cost silver plan in the consumer's area in the marketplace. It's called a benchmark plan. So this cost is what's used to calculate the tax credit. This does not mean this is the plan that they choose to take. So that means that if you have a bronze plan, if they say you get $500 of tax credit, you know, you're going to pay $500 for this benchmark plan, you can probably pay less by taking a bronze plan. But they base how much you should be paying for your health insurance on this benchmark plan, which is confusing, and I just like to give the actual dollar amount instead. But mm-hmm. That's how it's generated. It says you should be paying, and it's important because it used to be 9.8% of your income had to go towards your health insurance cost based on the price of this plan, this benchmark plan. That amount is now changing to 8.5% of your income has to go towards your premium based on this benchmark plan's price.
You mentioned the consumer's area or marketplace. This may not be something you can answer, but how many marketplaces are there in the country? I mean, are they just small geographic areas? Do they go by community, by state?
So every state gets to either opt into the marketplace or they can have their own marketplace. So that's one thing to note. But in Wisconsin, the tax credit is actually based on your county. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So county related.
Yep. Yep. One of the expensive counties is Brown County. They tend to have higher premiums and lower tax credits. Hmm. So, yeah. And then for Fond du Lac, I think we're right in the middle. So, yeah. Okay. It depends on your county. And then that's where they're going to base their benchmark plan on. So if in Brown County, the silver benchmark plan is $1,500. And then in Fond du Lac, it's $900. It has to be, you will not pay more than 8.5% of your income. So if $1,500 is more than 8.5% of your income, you get a tax credit to bring it so that you're only paying 8.5% of your income. You get a tax credit based on that much. And let's say they give you $1,000 of tax credit, then you can take that $1,000 of tax credit and use it on a cheaper plan if you would like.
Wow.
Yeah. But for us, we just look at how much they get. So we don't have to, in our heads, do that math. Thank goodness we have quoting tools for that. But that's where it comes from, which I do think is important to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to know how are we getting this tax credit and what is it based on? So now the big thing being, it used to be if your income was over 400% of the federal poverty level, you got no tax credit at all. Now you get that tax credit and it's 8.5% of your income based on that benchmark plan. So
that's a healthy jump.
That is. And I mean, that means that if you make $100,000 of income, you now get a tax credit and you didn't before. So
yeah, that's a huge
wow. Again, it's a game changer because we usually have to tell people, well, at that income, you know, $70,000 of income, if you're a married couple, you don't get a tax credit. I mean, granted, we do a lot of planning strategies. We work mm-hmm. with health savings accounts and ways to bring down income, but let's say you can't get to the 68,960. Now you get a tax credit. So now we have a whole new conversation to have with I mean, a large portion of our clientele. I mean, a large portion of the community in general. If you are now over 68,960 as a married couple, you get a tax credit. And what does that mean for your health insurance premium?
I'll bet you're anticipating a lot of post-April Fool's Day phone calls.
Yeah, probably. And
how appropriate they picked April 1st.
Right? Yeah, we're going to get... Maybe this is all just an April 1st joke. We're going to get a call on April 2nd and say, Biden, gotcha. Biden got us. Yeah. He was kidding.
Gotcha. No. I bet you don't.
No. I'm hoping that we don't. We're putting in a lot of training for this.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it's super exciting. Genuinely, I think it's really awesome. And this is going to be in place. So this is not just for 2021. This is also 2022. So if you are someone that is looking at retiring and you're almost 65, and you're looking to bridge that gap between 63 and 65, this is now the perfect opportunity. It is now a new window is completely opened for you to get a tax credit. So if you didn't think you could retire till you got to Medicare, now you can. Now you need to have a conversation and see what the options are for you. So, yeah, 2 years. That's a long time.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then at the end of 2 years, does everything just revert to where it was?
That's what we're thinking. I have a feeling that's not what they want to do. So I think we're just going to have
2 years to
plan.
Dig around with it again.
Yep. As far as we know, it goes back in 2 years. Mm-hmm. I would just suspect that they're going to try to keep some of these elements.
Yeah, they're going to try to modify it somewhere, maybe in between.
Yeah. I mean, if they could keep the income threshold gone, that would be ideal to me. But we'll see what they do. We'll see what happens.
Maybe they'll consult with you.
Yeah. I'll give them my number. I'll give them myself. The other changes, so that this is the big part. This is the part that applies to most people, but mm-hmm. there's actually even more. If that wasn't enough.
Go figure.
For unemployment, first of all, unemployment, the first $10,000 of your unemployment does not count as taxable income. Mm. So now you can get a tax credit if you're getting unemployment. Also, you can get a tax credit if you are collecting unemployment. So what's happening is if you have collected unemployment at any point in 2021, you qualify for those cost-sharing benefits that I mentioned. And no income over 133% of the federal poverty level will be counted to make sure that you get those cost-sharing reductions.
Okay, this is all for tax year 2021, though.
2021.
Okay,
yes.
So if you filed from last year,
no,
you don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
But that's where they're not going to count the $10,000 of mm-hmm. unemployment, so then you're not having to, you didn't misrepresent your income.
Okay.
So the unemployment, this 133%, that's not going to apply as of April 1st for some reason. That won't come out until the summer. Hmm. So we're waiting on information on that.
One more little clinker in there for you to work
yeah.
with.
Yeah. So now we have to do a guessing game, which is fun. COBRA, the big thing with COBRA is that COBRA premiums are being subsidized through September, all the way through. So it's free. But you have to have been...
That's huge.
That's huge. That's so huge. But it has to be a reduction of hours or a termination of employment. So if you are thinking of retiring, if you voluntarily step away, COBRA is not free.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have been laid
eliminated
off...
Or reduced
to the point that you don't get health insurance, you have COBRA through September. And then that the subsidies will be balanced through the insurance and the employer. They'll be getting certificates probably in the next couple weeks. It does go away. That subsidy goes away if you do get other qualifying coverage through another employer.
Okay, so that's basically a temporary fix through mm-hmm. September.
Mm-hmm.
If you get called back or you get a different job or whatever,
right.
It's gone.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, but free COBRA through September if you have lost your group coverage involuntarily.
I can't believe that. That is just, that's, for so many people, it's well over $1,000.
It is.
A month.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. And then, I mean, we will do planning. We will if this is the case for you, we'll sit down and actually look at the situation. Because it ends in September, we would have to see, does it make sense to do that? I know having it free is very important. However, also keeping in mind that if you lose that at the end of September, And then you have to go on to another plan. You might be resetting an out-of-pocket maximum. So it's weird that it doesn't go to the end of the year, but we'll see. We'll see how the information ends up laying out in the next couple of weeks. They might catch that. So, but if that is you, if that's your situation, definitely give us a call so we can look at that and see, is keeping the COBRA still going to be the most appropriate option, especially now that all the tax credits are going up. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You're going to have gray hair before this is over.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be coming in a wheelchair in May. So the other thing to now keep in mind, if you had a change in income in 2020 and you realize that you have now misrepresented your income in 2020 and you owe back when you file your taxes, because remember they balance it. Mm-hmm. And then if you put less on your application than what you actually made, you made more, they're going to take that tax credit away that they've been giving you for the year. That is temporarily gone for filing 2020 taxes.
Mm.
So if you made more than you put on your application and you are now thinking that you're going to be facing having to pay, that's stopped for 2020. Temporarily. That is not going to be the case forever, but for 2020, you will not owe that back in.
You got your work cut out for you.
Yeah.
I can see why you guys are doing the seminar thing to keep on top of this. Holy man.
Yeah. Our next webinar is April 20th. So I think that if you are interested and you want to learn more, definitely attend the webinar. I'm sure we'll touch base on this at least a little bit. And then if you have questions, call the office and let us sit down and look at your situation. So you could call us at 920-921-7526. And we're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I'm sure we're going to be taking in a lot of calls. So reach out and let us take a look at your situation, because this is a really big change for the middle of the year.
It is. And like we said in the beginning, it is really affecting a lot of people.
Right, right. And also, if you are on Affordable Care Act right now and you don't make a change, that's okay. You could keep paying the premium you want. If you can afford it, that's fine. What will happen is when you file your taxes in 2022 for 2021, they will reconcile that and you'll get that as a bump on your taxes. So just a heads up. And it does go retroactive to January 1st.
So even if you continue, you're not going to lose
out. It's not like you're losing out. Yeah. So if you're comfortable and you're like, I don't have the time, I'm not going to make it before the deadline of the open enrollment, I'm just going to leave my insurance as is, that's fine. You can do that. And then when you file your taxes, they'll reconcile and that'll come back to you.
So you get the benefits, but on a delayed basis, basically.
Yep. Yeah.
So who should have been listening to this today? Name the groups that this is going to affect.
Anybody that's on Affordable Care Act right now,
mm-hmm.
and anybody that is thinking of retiring, especially if you are in the age group of 63 to 65 and you are looking at a way of bridging that time to get onto Medicare, this is the perfect time to now review that.
So these would be the two groups that really need to get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yep.
At least review what you've got or review what you could get,
mm-hmm.
because timing is perfect.
Yeah. One other group is if you are on Affordable Care Act and not getting a tax credit because your income was too high.
Okay.
That too, because now you get a tax credit. So, yeah, give us a call. Set up an appointment. We'd be happy to take a look at everything for you. And again, we look at the health insurance as a piece in the puzzle of, especially we do a lot of retirement planning. So how does this new change fit into your financial retirement plan? Because it's definitely different than it was last month. So,
and don't listen. We've said this so many, you've said this and Larry said it and Kathy has said it. And I think Emily's probably said it. Don't necessarily listen to your cousin or your brother or your neighbor, because every situation is different.
It is. Yes. Yep. Everybody is completely unique. What their needs are completely unique. I mean, just determining between COBRA and going on to the Affordable Care Act, that it's going to be based on what your needs are. So yeah, give us a call and let's see if it is appropriate for you to move.
Has this affected the content of the webinars, or is that generic enough that these changes are not going to impact what is presented at the webinars. And the reason I ask is there may be some people who have attended webinars and they may be wondering, golly, do I need to attend an updated one now because of the changes?
I think the webinars are pretty standard. They're based on the retirement, but I honestly don't know. That's going to be a Larry question, but I would think that we'd at least touch base on the changes. So I don't know if they will change forever. I think they will still be pretty standard information, mm-hmm. but we will have to address it because the information is changed. So, I mean, the income threshold going away alone is now a change. So it will be addressed. I just don't know if it'll change the whole content of it. Mm-hmm. But yes, if you have attended, it would be worth maybe checking in, especially because ACA is the first section of it. So,
and the webinars are free.
So they're free.
It doesn't cost you anything to get some idea what these changes are. And the next webinars are when, you said?
April 20th is the next one. They're always the third Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not that far away.
No. Definitely, you can go to our website as well and register. So it's gableins.com. Register. You can attend from your home. We're not doing anything in person yet just because we're not doing any of our meetings in person yet mm-hmm. just because of COVID, trying to be safe. We do take in-person appointments at the office. We just ask that people wear masks and be respectful if that's something that they can do. We're hoping for in person at the end of the year, but fingers crossed.
Yeah,
a lot keeping of people an eye on them. on the information. Yeah,
yeah, a lot of people have their fingers crossed for a lot of things this year. So if people have any questions, obviously you can check the website. The phone number again.
It's 920-921-7526.
And if you got questions, they're not going to send you a bill for asking a question on the
Absolutely
phone.
Absolutely not. No. No. And I mean, you can't, you only know what you know. You don't know what you don't know, right?
You've worked for Larry long enough.
Yes.
You can quote him.
Yep.
And there are so many changes here that I don't know how anybody could know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
How do you even get this information without talking to someone?
Yeah.
It was complicated before, and now it's all that much more complicated.
All righty, Bree, thank you for the update. And again, you guys are studying hard to get the answers for everybody, and
yes.
the answers aren't even out there yet.
And I'm in again on May, so we'll have some more updated information then. And then next week will be Kathy, and we're just going back to the usual. She's the usual type schedule. So she's going to be talking about if you should come off of your group or go on to Medicare.
All righty. So. Thanks, Bree Jens. And be back next Saturday morning. KFIZ Fond du Lac. It's 8. Good morning.
Hate should have no safe harbor in America. I'm Pam Pusso, Fox News. The motive behind